Earth, sky.
Sunday, February 17th. Want to identify the planet Jupiter in the night sky? Tonight's a good time to look.
As soon as it starts getting dark after sunset, look for the half-lit first quarter moon. That dazzling, star-like object near tonight's moon is Jupiter, the fifth planet outward from the sun. The moon and Jupiter are the first two celestial objects to pop into view after the sun goes down.
The moon, of course, looks bigger and brighter than Jupiter. But that's because Jupiter lies 1,800 times farther away than the moon tonight. If they were located at the same distance in space, you'd find you could place 40 Earth moons side by side in front of Jupiter.
Or think of their distances in light travel time. Sunlight reflected from our moon takes about 1.3 seconds to reach Earth tonight, while the same sunlight reflected from Jupiter has to travel a good 40 minutes before we see it.
The moon and Jupiter will travel westward across the sky tonight for the same reason that the sun travels westward during the day. The Earth rotates eastward upon its axis, creating the illusion that the sun, moon, and planets go westward while the Earth stays still. There are a lot of bright and beautiful stars, plus some star clusters, in and around Jupiter's location in the night sky. For a chart, visit us online. Go to the Tonight page at earthsky.org. I'm Michael Brennan.
And I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.